After the COVID psyops finished, they were very quick to roll in the Ukrainian psyops, which, of course, we've talked about here. And many programmed people here in the UK generously offered their homes up to Ukrainians fleeing the conflict in Ukraine. Now, as you know, there's a lot of them came here to the UK. They weren't all women and children either. A lot of them came here. So question is then, well, okay, that's almost a year ago. So how are they getting on? That's a reasonable question, isn't it? So there was a Channel 4 documentary that I was looking at, and I thought I just wanted to share a few sort of pointers from it to give you an impression as to how they're getting on, because it turns out that these, quote, refugees, they're not refugees really, are so unhappy living in our diverse UK cities that they're moving out of their volunteer-provided accommodations. You got that? They're so unhappy with life here. They don't like it here. Why don't they like it here? Well, let's go through the reasons, shall we? These are quotes from the Channel 4 item. First of all, there's too many Muslims. I was one. Second was too many people with different skin colors. Another one, too much terrorism. And finally, not enough whites. These, according to one of the volunteer-provided accommodators, were reasons that she'd been given for essentially unhappy refugees wanting to move on. Now, if you think about that, if you think about those reasons, too many people with different skin colors, not enough whites, these are Ukrainians. Do you know the way some bad people were saying, it's funny, from about 2014 to 2022, the media used to talk about the Nazi presence within Ukraine, not just within the Azov battalions, for example, which is indisputable, but generally amongst the views of those people living in Ukraine. They kind of want an almost Aryan-type country. That was, of course, dismissed as that's just a conspiracy theory, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Now we have Ukrainians in the UK saying things which are completely compatible with that so-called conspiracy theory. They don't like the fact that the UK has got, you know, at least in certain areas, a significant black and ethnic minority population. They don't seem to like the fact that there's a lot of Muslims in different parts of the UK. They don't like those things. Now, you could say, well, you know, maybe it is a culture shock coming from Ukraine to the UK and encountering people of color. But then that's a bit weird, because if you look at the Irish Republic, for example, the Irish Republic is home. And I remember laughing about this at the time, to a large number of black Ukrainians. Well, are they Ukrainians would be the right question to ask there. Because a lot of people who've come to Ireland saying, we have come from Ukraine. And you look at their skin color and you think, yeah, I don't think you have really. But naturally, the Irish authorities would never, ever question that, because that would be racism. But anyway, back to these Ukrainians. They're not happy with the UK. They don't like the sort of country we have. So I wonder, will they be moving back to Ukraine? Well, they might, because it is said that such is the lack of manpower in Ukraine, because so many Ukrainian men have lost their lives in the past 12 months fighting Russia, that our friend Zelensky wants all men, basically, if you're 18 plus or whatever, and you're outside of Ukraine, he needs you back in Ukraine so he can put you in uniform and send you into the meat grinder in the Donbass, where you will undoubtedly lose your life. Now, a lot of people don't understandably want to go along with his ways in that way. So they're very happy to stay having sanctuary here in the UK. But the irony is, they're claiming sanctuary from their own regime, not from Putin, from their own regime. Because if they go back to Ukraine, they know what's going to happen to them. So this is the kind of topsy-turvy world surrounding Ukraine. We have Ukrainian refugees who have come here and they're not happy about our society. At the same time, as you've got Zelensky saying, well, I want you all back in Ukraine so you can fight for Mother Ukraine against Russia and lose your lives in as we put you through the meat grinder. So, like, whichever way you look upon it, it's a horrible, horrible situation. I didn't believe that we should have taken in any Ukraine. I hold to that view. I think when your country's at war, in this case with Russia, then surely your job is to stay in Ukraine. And bear in mind, that contrary to how the British media spin it, the majority of Ukraine is not under attack by Russia. It's predominantly that southeastern bit going down to and including Crimea. That's where the military operation is. But there's a huge chunk of Ukraine that has been, largely speaking, unaffected. Now, clearly, as things escalate, that's going to change. And yes, of course, I know the energy infrastructure has been decimated. I get all of that there. As I say, I regret the whole thing. I didn't support the Russian militarism, but I don't support the NATO adventurism. It's created this absolute hot mess, and it seems to be going from bad to worse. But there you go about it anyway. The politicians will never deal with this, but Ukrainians aren't happy with the UK for some of the reasons that politicians tell us we're most proud of in the UK. That's weird. Thanks for listening.